The idea that gold might improve the chance of survival was truly discovered by accident, and it's a lesson that's driven home on a regular basis. Some recent examples: in the spring of 2008, a 43-year-old British woman named Mandy Evans survived after falling off a mountainous footpath and ending up in a near-freezing river. She lay there 9 hours before rescuers found her. Her body temperature had fallen to 77 degrees Fahrenheit. In 2001, a Canadian toddler survived a night when her body temperature dropped to less than 58 degrees Fahrenheit. She had slipped out the front door of her home on a midwinter night and then couldn't get the door back open. She was found the next morning and rushed to the hospital. She eventually made a full recovery. As these examples make obvious, under certain conditions, the body can dramatically modify its requirements for survival. Doctors have long explored ways to make use of this life-saving principle. Therapeutic hypothermia was first used in the 1940s and 1950s, when pioneering heart surgeons like Walt Lillehei started using hypothermia to extend their time in the operating room. Prior to the 1940s, most open-heart surgeries were thought to be impossible because anything more than a very simple repair could not be completed in the few minutes that the heart and brain might survive without oxygen. By chilling a patient's blood, Lillehei found that he could buy precious minutes. A heart that only lasted 10 minutes at room temperature could survive an hour when it was cooled to 20 degrees Celsius. There's no easy answer as to how or why hypothermia really works. The first person I thought to ask was Dr. Lance Becker, an emergency physician and researcher who runs the Center for Resuscitation Science at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine. Becker says the hypothermia procedure is still mysterious. Quote, "We're pretty sure it doesn't work on just one mechanism. I've looked at 20 or 30 ideas in the lab that have been postulated, but the truth is nobody knows just why or how it helps." What does seem clear is that as a medical therapy, hypothermia is a way to buy time. I explain it this way. Chest compressions and artificial respiration provide oxygen that the body needs, but hypothermia slows the body down. That in turn reduces the need for oxygen, so the body can last longer on what's already there. Studies show that every 1 degree Celsius drop